Well, there we have the sound of some traffic passing and moving here along the Castlereagh Road, but it's not moving all the time, and that's the problem, because Dave Barry, you run one of the businesses here, and just give us an overview of the situation here as it is in the here and now and the problems it's creating.
Essentially, the roadworks run from Orby Link through to Lattice Drive. The main impact is on our row of shops, which runs from the Aga shop through to Flowers of Elegance.
Yeah, just before you get into that, just give me a sense of the roadworks, what sort of obstructions there are, what kind of diversions. I see, for example, there's one sign, bus lane closed.
That's right, there's a bus lane on both sides which is closed now for 21 weeks from just after Easter until August time. So straight away the volume of traffic is condensed into two lanes, whereas previously it was for four lanes. Coupled with that, the customers used to park in the bus lanes after 9:30. That facility has been removed, which has just really added to the chaos and the sense of uncertainty on, as you say, a very, very busy road.
And Henry, you are one of the business people here. How's it been impacting on your business?
It's a massive downturn in footfall through the centre. It's quite dangerous when you're trying to turn into the likes of my depot, Modern Tyres.
Give our listeners a sense of what all this looks like in terms of all these cones and signs and bollards and partitions and all the rest.
It's absolute madness to try to get into any premises in the local area.
But Henry, the reality is that the work has to be done.
Well, yeah, we understand.
What kind of work is being done, by the way?
It's the replacement of the culverts in the middle of the road there, because they alleviate the flooding that's happened to these houses right beside the Hells Angels Club.
David, I suppose the difficulty is that the work has to be done. It has to be done sometime. So no time is a good time.
Well, no time is a good time. You could argue that, certainly, and it certainly does have to be done, because it's okay for us sitting here complaining about footfall. Other people have had their houses flooded time and time again, so that has to take precedence. However, as Henry said, the amount of work, the amount of disruption, the timing, could it be started early? Could it finish a wee bit later? Could it be done more at weekends? Could it be done during the summer where traffic would naturally be a lot less?
Yes, and now it's just gone 4 o'clock, and we've been here now for quite a few minutes doing the interview, and I've been here for some time before that as well, and I must say I haven't seen a single car stop, or I haven't seen a single person coming into any of the shops here. So I'm going to go into one of the shops. Thanks for that, lads. I'm going to go in here to join Sandy in the local butcher shop.
It's ridiculous that the pensioners are scared to come and can't get parked outside the premises, and with not being able to get parked, they're scared of getting a parking ticket.
So, if the people aren't coming through the doors,
it's only a matter of time before the inevitable happens. I'm here 33 years. I started in here when I was 11, and my father before me, he's here 55 years. And if it doesn't change, the shutters come down. That's as simple as that.
So, what? How long can you sustain what's happening out there as a business?
Not much longer. I don't have figures to hand, but yeah, it's drastic at the minute.